On the line now, I have Martina Doyle, and she's a volunteer with the Hub. Good afternoon, Martina. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you? The Hub Ireland.
Yeah, the Hub Ireland. Give us a little bit of background to the Hub Ireland, when it was established.
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is we have recently actually moved premises, and we are now at the Smithfield Business Centre, which is in Smithfield, right at the Lewis stop. So if anybody is looking for us, we've moved premises. The Hub Ireland was set up in around 2013 by two people who found themselves at the end of their tether because the financial collapse had come and suddenly they were in mortgage arrears. Mm-hmm. They found that no matter what they did, they couldn't seem to get anywhere. They sold all the family gold, you know, the usual, mm-hmm. the jewellery, did everything. They got so bad that they contemplated all sorts of unimaginable scenarios. And then out of the blue one day, they just decided, let's look at this ourselves. So through basically Googling and through deciding to go to the courts, they started observing what was going on and how easily that people were losing their homes because they didn't understand how to defend. And if they got legal help or if they went to some of the government agencies, they still just seemed to get nowhere and end up losing their homes.
Okay.
So it started in a back bedroom in Kildare, and then it moved to a place in Mary Street for about 2 years. And then recently, as I said to you earlier, we changed premises.
Okay, and you have a website as well, Martina?
Yeah, it's the Hub Ireland website. It's Facebook, the Hub Ireland. And if you go onto the Facebook page, you will find all our contact details. You will also find that there is a website actually on the Facebook, if you click into it, which offers tons of free information.
Okay.
All about the different, you know, pathways to defending yourself in the courts.
Okay. I just watching the programme on RT last night, and it was amazing to me anyway, the stats, and it sort of glided over a lot. I mean, the homeless thing is a terrible blight on our society today. But the people being put out of homes, mortgage and all like that, but the stats last night for people who don't turn up, is that because they feel like they're going to lose? Well, what's the story there to that extent?
It's absolutely horrendous. It's fear. People get a letter in the door. Remember, we had a financial collapse in this country, and most of the people who come to see us are people who took mortgages out around 2001 till 2009. A lot of them borrowed at higher rates because subprime lenders came in and offered different deals. Now, this was a period of time, you know, before that, when we had the Celtic Tiger. There was houses on every corner of Dublin being built. There was, you know, heaps. There was coffees on every corner. You know the usual.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's... we get blamed for... A lot of the ordinary public get blamed for living it up. You hear people saying...
And nothing could be further from the truth. No, yeah. Because it's a funny thing. People in general in Ireland are very good about borrowing money. They don't borrow it not to pay it back. And we've never had anybody in who said, oh, I just decided not to pay my mortgage.
Okay.
What happened was, it's as simple as this, and it's a very frightening thing, and nobody should be too complacent. If you miss two payments of your mortgage, effectively, the bank can come and take your home. Now, it's not that simple, don't get me wrong.
Yes, yeah.
But when you're brought to court, it's on that contractual issue. You've missed two payments. In your terms and conditions, it will say that they can demand the full amount and that they can have you in court for a repossession. A lot of people don't understand that.
Okay.
Well, they don't turn up in court because they are frightened.
Okay. I just remember the woman that was on last night, and the description she had, she was one of them, and then she decided to fight. But she was sort of saying, this in 10 minutes, three were dealt with and all like that. And I was going, that's horrifying. Is there any state help for people if they decide to go to court with solicitors or anything like that?
Okay. Well, there is government schemes. And I have looked for statistics from the Central Statistics Office and other places to see exactly how many homes they have saved. When I first volunteered for the Hub, I had a phone call one day from a lady with four young children in floods of tears. She said she had rang one of these government organisations to tell them there was a sheriff's letter and the sheriff would be out, say, at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I said, what did they say? And they said, oh, hand back the keys and leave. You don't want your children seeing the guards and everything. Get out of your house. So, I mean, who wants to hear that?
Yes, yeah.
You know? So, I mean, like, I'm all for if people can help you. But we get the people who've been down all that route.
Okay, I just wanted to get it. I just wanted to get it in layman's terms of people, as I say. I mean, including myself, who don't really understand the system and the way it works. And part of it is like you hear about free legal aid, and that's the reason why I'm asking the question. All sorts of people get free legal aid. I mean,
right. God knows. Well, if you murdered somebody, God forbid, you get free legal aid tomorrow.
So that doesn't apply in this.
There is a new scheme where it's supposed to apply. There's a €500 voucher, apparently, for a solicitor. But again, show me the statistics where it's working,
okay.
You know? And the next thing that people have to worry about is that, you know, there's going to be this mortgage to rent. Now, that was always supposed to be one of the things that was on offer. And the hub stance on that is the Master of the High Court said there a couple of years ago, the state could use compulsory purchase ordering to buy all the distressed mortgages and lease them back to the people for another 99 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you pay the local council your rent or whatever. And, you know, but what's happened now in the meantime is there's new privately funded entities and they're looking to buy these distressed mortgages and rent them back to people. Now, that might seem okay on the surface and seem to suit everybody. But the problem is that they're very, very, you know, dodgy terms and conditions.
Short term, is that what you mean? It's the short term.
You're talking. Absolutely, yeah. And the thing about it is, that's no use to you if you have a young family, or even if you're middle aged, because where will you go in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? And constitutionally, we do have a right to protect our home ownership. Now, don't forget, at the beginning of all this, an awful lot of people, their mortgages were bought by vulture funds. Now, if people had have been offered their homes at the prices that the vultures got them at, and some of the vultures got them at 70% less than the mortgage itself, but the person in the home still had to pay the full mortgage. Now, at that stage, that's where the government should have stepped in, because the Hub Ireland would not exist if people had write-downs at the time, the way the vultures had.
Mm-hmm.
There was billions set aside by Europe at the time for a write-down on mortgages in Ireland, and that's a mystery too as well.
Okay, but the thing to point out as well, Martina, that it's happening, this type of thing is happening all over the world, really, and it's all legal, it's all above board and legal, so, I mean, it's government's at fault.
We raised...
Can I ask you, you're talking about now, for instance, going to Europe, so what would be the aim there, going to Europe?
Yeah. Well, get back to your saying legal. We raised €10,000, or should I say the public contributed €10,000 to take on a case which concerns the jurisdiction of circuit courts, having people in under what's known as rateable value. That's, do you remember rates back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
And they abolished rates in 1978, I think. And yet they were still using it as a jurisdiction to take people into court to take their homes. And we won the case. And now it's being appealed to the Supreme Court. And the Attorney General is coming on board to have her say on the matter. And, you know, like at the end of the day, there is no rates in Ireland and nobody should ever have been in the court under rateable value. And yet they were.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, it's not as if we can't back up the claims that we make. That's a court case called the Langan Ruling 2016, where they stated that there is no rates on domestic properties in Ireland. And a family home is very much a domestic property.
Okay, but a lot of it seems to be, a lot of people would say that it's sort of backwards and forwards and lip service here and there, but nothing is actually being done. Well, according to the programme last night, things are still going on in the same way to an extent. So it's a lot of exceptional people like yourselves and other people helping out, and MABS is terrific as far as that goes, in according to some of the statistics as well.
Well, again, I
but still travelling down the same
there.
Road with the same obstacles.
I'd ask for the statistics there, you know. But really, you know, what we say to people is stay in your home, because, you know, there's no point in having a government if they're not going to do something for the people they represent. And, you know, people do not want to be led up the same path again, renting to private companies and then thrown out in a few years. As I said to you earlier on, state compulsory orders is where the state buys up the distressed mortgages and rents them back to the people, 99-year lease and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise you're just going back down the same route of vultures and more homelessness, and it just makes no sense.
Okay, well, I know, but to some part of that logic you're talking about is fine in a sense, but really it's basically getting back to you're like renting your own house, like a council house, and you'd wonder differential rent come into it, which could end up paying more than you would be with the mortgage, depending on what your circumstances are.
No, it wouldn't be our ideal solution, don't get me wrong for one minute. But what I'm saying is, an awful lot of poor, unsuspecting, terrified people might be, you know, terrified into going down with these new private companies to rent their home back. And they don't realise it could be out of them in 5 years. Mm-hmm. At least if it was state compulsory, they would be under the auspices and the care of the state.
And always open to negotiation, of course.
Absolutely. Now you're talking, you know, rather than the dead end. Because remember, if somebody could buy your house, rent it back to you, and then they can pass the debt on to somebody else. And, mm-hmm. and it's just so messy. I've heard of schemes where they've offered people, oh, you'll always be in your house till you die. But there's no provision there for the person's children or the person's dependents or anything like that. So, you know, it's putting a band-aid over the situation. People want proper. They want to feel safe in their homes. They want to feel secure. And they just want to get on with their life. They want to pay their bills. They want to go about living. You know, never forget we had a terrible financial collapse here.
Okay, but
and that doesn't seem to be taken into account at all.
Indeed, and the mainstay is that it was on the burden was on the taxpayer to get us out of it as well, and the hard work the people have
done. Well, that's the other thing I was going to say to you. It makes no sense whatsoever to put people out of their homes. I'll tell you why. A lot of people will say, oh, well, they didn't pay their mortgage. But let's be honest, if a family is put out of their home and has nowhere to go, they go into a hotel or a B&B, and who pays for that? The taxpayer.
Indeed.
So it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay, I'm sure we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen, but running out of time, Martine, I'm sorry I was late. Can I just ask you, you want people who are having any difficulty at all to get in touch with you, and it's always good, never be alone in this, always have someone you can talk to, empathise with.
We are the Hope Ireland, and we're a self-help support group. We cannot legally advise you because we are not trained to do so. However, we can share an abundance of information with you, and we can give you plenty of moral support and guidance. And really, when people come in, we do see personality transformations, because at last we've met people who really understand what's going on and can empathise. We're non-judgmental as well.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's the biggest relief that people can have, is that they're meeting people
can
empathise with as well.
Somebody understands, because people are going around in a shroud of shame for something they've no control over. I mean, if you had a business one day and next of all your mortgage doubles and you've no money in the kitty and you can't get social welfare, what the hell are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
That would be typical of the stories,
okay.
You know?
Well, give us all the information again about the Hope that people can get in touch with again, because you've changed the address.
What I'd say to you, it's the Hub Ireland. We're in the Distillers Building. We're at the Smithfield Lewis stop. I mean, it couldn't be any more clear. Just get off the Lewis stop, and there's a building there with blue windows on it, facing the family law court, ironically enough. And we're just there. Now, you can find us on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook as The Hub Ireland. And if you go there, you'll get our email, our phone number, all the relevant details. And it doesn't matter what the problem is. Don't be ashamed. Don't be on your own. We really understand, and we're here to help anybody who needs us.
Okay.
That's all we can do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Martina, for talking
Not
to
at
us.
All, no.
Thank you very much.
Hope it helps somebody.
You
bye.
Will indeed. Thank
bye
you.
Bye bye.
And that's, of course, Martina there. And as I said, I'm sorry I got on to her late. That was Martina Doyle. She's a volunteer with The Hub.